O Yahweh,
teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your command. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. May peace and health be with you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. This is part 16 of Sickness vs. Health. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Sickness vs. Health is found in the Word Studies menu. I pray you have gained some understanding of how sicknesses and calamities are direct results of sinning and missing the mark of duty by wandering out of the way. The purpose of my life and my websites are to help my people with their unfirmnesses in their beliefs, and to make aware to you the things which compromise your spiritual health as well as your physical health. It's up to you what you do with this information.
A day in the life of a blind sheep.
Everything has been weaponized against us. All the once natural and healthy things we enjoy from the Father have been tampered with, defiled, modified, and used as a weapon against us. Everything from bread to sugar, sunglasses to LED lights, and preachers to doctors. Sure, some of our own people are part of this evil, but the ones who do these things to us have it on their hearts and minds to destroy us. It's in their nature because they are a cursed seed line. Their only desire and job is to keep us sick and dependent on their medical and religious system that leads you away from the healing power of the truth and from walking in the way. The oppression and destruction of the sheep in almost every instance is a Jewish agenda. You will find the Jew behind every company, government entity, ABC agency, every corporation, every plan, every false flag event, and every order given. They've bought out all the companies and manufacturers, and now own and run almost all institutions. They have all their ABC agencies, which make the guidelines and regulations which allow these poisons to be legally given to us. If you try to complain or protest, you are only complaining to other Jews or people controlled by Jews that are placed in all the positions of power, and you won't get anywhere. The yoke of Esau is upon us. It's the enmity Yahweh foretold in Genesis 3:15 that the seed of the serpent will hate and harm us throughout time, and they have become exceedingly efficient at it, and subtle, but in plain sight, which shows that almost everyone is under their spell. We have dropped our guard, allowed them to gain control, and now there is no remedy to be rid of them. They have been kicked out of countries and societies 359 times throughout history, but this time they are embedded like an Alabama tick. They have more control now than ever before throughout history because of technology and millennium of diligently working behind the scenes, while the Christians are busy getting saved by Jewish Jesus and brainwashed by TV and media, colleges, and 501c3 churches, all of which the Jews own. Though they have been slaughtering us throughout time, it will not compare to what they have coming. It's summed up in one word, Obadiah. We see through the scriptures and history how they've destroyed nations, kingdoms, laws, order, Christian societies, and the minds, morals, and spirits of our people through denominational churchianity and false doctrine. Now here is a little view on how they destroy and kill us physically, how they do it, and why we are plagued with infirmities. They don't want us to die quickly, as we are their life support, but they latch on like a parasite and slowly suck us dry. Let's go through a typical day in the life of an average sheep led through the kosher slaughter. Kosher actually means most inhumanely tortured and killed. Good morning! Time to wake up and start your day. Is your alarm clock one with nice, colorful, lighted-up digits? Do you have a TV on in your bedroom? Night lights? Congratulations. You've disrupted your body's ability to produce melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone made by the pineal gland, which controls your daily sleep-wake cycle. Melatonin regulates your circadian rhythm, blood pressure, reproduction, promotes antioxidant enzymes, interacts with the immune system, and fights disease, viruses, bacteria infections, and cancer. Do you have a phone next to your bed? On your bed? What about a cordless phone and its base? A router? Or a smart TV? Great! You've been microwaving yourself and allowing your DNA strands to be ripped apart while you sleep. You might not feel it now, but you'll probably feel it in the near future. The microwave frequencies being emitted from Wi-Fi are quite dangerous now, but wait until 5G is fully deployed. Rats get tumors within 2 weeks of just 15 minutes a day of 4G Wi-Fi exposure. Technology is so convenient, though. What's in your bed? The mattress you're sleeping on has flame-retardant chemicals sprayed all over it, which constantly emit fumes and petrochemicals, which are great for your neurological system. What's in your sheets? Are they cotton, or are they some other unnatural synthetic or mixed fabric? How about your pillow? Remember they used to be duck feathers? Well, now they're a nice dose of toxic petrochemicals, which are carcinogenic. Wearing PJs? What kind of material are they made of? Probably not 100% cotton or some other natural product. Why is this important? Because most of our clothing materials are synthetic or made out of polyester, which is a petrochemical which is harmful to the body. Polyester is PBT, polybutylene terephthalate material. It's made from petroleum, which releases harmful emissions that can lead to respiratory diseases like chronic bronchitis and emphysema, and traces of antimony on the skin. It's a carcinogen and toxic to the heart, lungs, liver, and skin. The color dyes are also poisonous and can be absorbed by the skin. Maybe that's why Yahweh doesn't want us mixing diverse linens. Leviticus 19:19. And thou shalt not put upon thyself a mingled garment woven of two materials. Let's hit the bathroom. Poop and pee. Pretty harmless, right? Just don't spray some poisonous chemical to cover the natural smell. If you brush at this time, what's in your toothpaste? Probably that yummy mind-numbing fluoride and all the other poisonous chemicals. Most toothpastes have triclosan, an antibacterial chemical approved by the Jewish FDA to fight gingivitis, but at what price? It's linked to antibiotic resistance and endocrine disruption, which promotes breast, ovarian, prostate, and testicular cancer, preterm and low birth weight babies, and puberty problems in children. Triclosan is also in hand soap, makeup, and those wet wipes at Walmart to wipe your cart handle with. Toothpaste also has sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, a chemical used as an insecticide. It affects canker sores and is harmful to the environment. Artificial sweeteners are added as well, like aspartame, which causes methanol formation and travels through your blood vessels into your brain, where it's converted to formaldehyde, which damages your tissues, causing all kinds of headaches, nausea, numbness, pain, and behavioral disturbances. Fluoride is the byproduct of the nuclear industry and fertilizer industry, and is a toxic chemical with serious health effects, such as neurological and endocrine dysfunction. Propylene glycol is a type of mineral oil used in antifreeze, paints, and airplane de-icers. It irritates the skin, eyes, lungs, and causes organ system toxicity, a necessary ingredient for toothpaste. Diethanolamine, DEA, which is a hormone disruptor and carcinogen, which affects the stomach, esophagus, liver, and bladder. Microbeads, which are tiny plastic pellets, which absorb toxins and harm the environment and animals that eat it after it leaves wastewater treatment plants. All this in toothpaste. Mouthwash? What the heck is in that stuff? Oral cancer. It's filled with artificial dyes linked to tumor development and attention disorders and liver damage. It's got chlorhexidine to cause blood pressure and heart problems, hexetidine to give you an unstable heartbeat and allergic reactions, and affects breastfeeding women. Methyl salicylate to dilate your capillaries. It's also fatally poisonous to children. Methylparaben to disrupt your endocrine and estrogen production. It's also got triclosan and fluoride. So if you didn't brush, you still get your dose of thyroid disorders, fertility problems, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, heart, and kidney disease. When was sanitation so dangerous? The FDA is a joke. It's a federal Jewish agency of the Jewish-owned corporation of the USA, funded by the pharmaceutical companies, which are owned by Jews. Let's get breakfast going, or should we? Coffee? Sure, a nice hot cup of tainted water strained through burnt dead coffee seeds with some sticks, dirt, fillers, and pesticides. Creamer? Or is it latex? Or liquid sugar? Milk? Or is it? How about a glass of orange drink? It's designed in a lab to taste and smell like oranges, but it isn't oranges. If it has any actual orange juice in it, it's likely in cryostasis and over a year old by the time you get it. Each company uses specifically designed artificial flavoring packs, which is in their taste patent for their brand. Banana? Such a pretty hybrid thing, and sufficiently radioactive. Apples? Most of them come from Washington and are high in radiation. All veggies are sprayed with chemicals to keep from rotting, and to rot you. Some like oatmeal, but your body hates it, probably because it's an inflammatory, bloating, and genetically modified weed now. It's not the weed of scripture which bows when ripe. It's the poisonous darnel which stands straight up in arrogance. And why wouldn't it? Monsanto is a Jewish seed company which used to be Roundup. Now it's owned by Bayer, another Jewish company. Sunny-faced eggs? Or deviled eggs. The chickens have been vaxxed, live in tight quarters, and by the time you get the egg, which could be months later, it's pale and stale. Homegrown eggs are orange and delicious and full of protein. But if you're feeding them GMO corn, you're losing half the battle. How about some bacon or sausage? If you're an Israelite, it should be turkey or chicken bacon or beef sausage bought locally and grown locally. But you can't do that in the mega cities. So enjoy those nitrates and color fixers, as well as monosodium glutamate, MSG, which are all carcinogenic, cancer-causing agents. But if you do eat any other store-bought meat, it's usually from Mexico, grown in labs, or as many meats glued together, or in some cases could be horse or human meat. Don't think you haven't eaten some mystery meat, or even children before, unawares. All the meat is from vaxxed cows pumped full of hormones, and each burger is meat of more than one cow. Pork eaters? Well, they are sow stupid. Not only is a pig a toxic, disease-filled, filthy animal, but they are deemed unclean by Yahweh, and not considered food. The Chinese eat dogs and cockroaches, and the blacks eat each other. So is that considered food? What's in your cookware? Teflon? Aluminum? Mystery metals? They all leach toxic compounds like PFOA made by DuPont, another Jewish company. It causes cancer, liver damage, growth defects, and immune system damage. Even kills rats, monkeys, and birds. Fruit smoothie? Well, you're probably drinking fruit that had been genetically modified, sprayed, irradiated, and sometimes just plain fake. And the GMO fruit sugar content is twice as much as the natural fruit. Our crops are also fertilized with human biosolids. Where do you think all the sewage from the cities goes? To waste? Heck no. The Jew won't let a good feces go to waste, and why wouldn't they feed it back to us? Cereal? Fake, dead wheat with synthetic carcinogenic colors with numbers, tons of sugar, and metal shavings, and if you're lucky, turpentine and acetone. It's not an accident if metal shavings wind up in half the cereal brands. They just got caught recently with glyphosate in the ingredients, which is Roundup weed poison. Pop-Tart? Donut? Muffin? Toaster strudel? Bagel?
Get the hell away from the wheat and sugar, people.
On medication? Don't forget to take them. You don't want Dr. Feelgood to miss a house or car payment. He's counting on you as a lifelong customer. Don't worry about all the side effects. There's a pill for every problem. Even the problems created by the first pill has a pill for that problem. Time to do a quick load of laundry. But what's in your detergent? More petrochemicals and toxic ingredients. Those fabric softeners are good for the nervous system and Alzheimer's. Not only does your skin absorb the chemicals into your bloodstream, but the fragrances enter through your olfactory system and plug up your receptor sites in your brain. Here's some ingredients and what they do. Benzyl acetate, linked to pancreatic cancer. Benzyl alcohol, upper respiratory tract irritant. Ethanol, on the EPA hazardous waste list and can cause central nervous system disorders. Limonin, the synthetic version of a known carcinogen. A-terpeniol can cause respiratory problems, including fatal edema and central nervous system damage. Ethyl acetate, a narcotic on the EPA's hazardous waste list. Camphor, causes central nervous system disorders. Chloroform, neurotoxic, anesthetic, and carcinogenic. Linalool, a narcotic that causes central nervous system disorders. Pentane, a chemical known to be harmful if inhaled. Time for a shower under hot fluoridated water so you inhale the poison too. Wash with poisonous soaps and hair products. Brush the teeth again, shave, put on makeup, deodorant and antiperspirants, which are full of aluminum, and go ahead and put on a bunch of chemicals on your skin that have harmful synthetics and nanotech that might appear to beautify now, but just wait till later. Anybody use that special soap made from Jew blubber that the Germans made? Now you're ready to go out into the satanic society to support the Jewish mystery Babylonian system. Pretty day. Too bad we're only getting 75% of the sunlight because all the weather modification and spraying that's been going on since the 40s. Lovely clouds that form lines all over the sky from end to end. The chemical drop from decades of spraying has been dumping thousands of evil substances on us. Some include aluminum oxide particles, arsenic, bacilli, and mold spores. Barium, dried human red and white blood cells. Lead, mercury, nanoparticles, polymer fibers, uranium, yellow fungal mycotoxins, hydrogen cyanide, and many others. But it's all to curb global warming and to protect us. It's the Christian thing to do, right? Weather is now manipulated and controlled, and since the 40s, California's burnt up by direct energy weapons and smart meter malfunctions. Texas and New Orleans is flooded by design, all to enforce Agenda 21 and steal property and mineral rights, take out a bunch of people by tragic events, desensitize people to martial law, relocate people into the megacities, and install 5G and surveillance everywhere. Got a newer car? Has the new car petrochemical fumy smell? Does it have Wi-Fi? Great! You can be microwaved on your way to work. Make sure you have your ID. Did you know that you're a corporation owned by the banks and have been since birth? Your birth certificate is how you legally became a debtor to the system. You've given up your God-given dominion and your monetary value is now traded on the international market. You're under maritime law and trapped on Satan's ship, and you are considered lost at sea. Maybe doing a little texting and driving? Sweet. Maybe you'll look up just in time so you won't kill someone else's family. You know your social status and daily rituals should be available for everyone to know your every thought and move. The CIA is loving it. Who do you think invented Facebook? Finally at work. Wherever you work, you're probably around some Wi-Fi radiation, dangerous chemicals, poisons, and follow some really stupid regulations. Did you mistake someone's gender identity and offend them? Are you made to feel ashamed because you're white, or proud American, or Christian? Lunchtime. What's for lunch? Subway? McKill yourself? Burger thing? Pizza? Bread, 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 and more bread. Did you know bread has azodicarbonamide, which is used to make yoga mats and flip-flops? Bread is highly processed and bleached with poisonous chemicals and stripped of nutrients and replaced with synthetics. Kinda like what the Jews did with Moses' law. Most ingredients are banned in other countries. Bread and sugar are the two worst things you can consume. Of course, Judeo doctrine is the worst thing you can consume. Back to work so you can earn more fiat money to be taxed on while you keep the Jewish system going. It's a good thing you're under fluorescent and LED lighting. Gotta get your heavy dose of blue light, which is so good for you. Why are incandescents becoming extinct? 'Cause they're not dangerous. Work's over. Did you get to clock out using the new RFID chip in your hand, which is so convenient? Fresh air outside, but not really. The chemtrail spraying making those pretty lines in the sky this morning have spread out slowly and blanketed everything with sun-blocking poison. Take a nice deep fresh breath of polluted air and make sure those chemtrail ingredients get deep into your lung tissues. Maybe if you've been around DNA-breaking Wi-Fi long enough today, those metals can finally make it into your blood-brain barrier and start the Alzheimer's or other neurological problems for you. Got your sunglasses on? Good. You're keeping whatever sunlight gets through the smog out of your eyes so you don't produce vitamin D and get a solar charge. Plus, you're supporting the Jews by buying those fashionable weapons for your eyes. A little time for the kids and their sports? Good. Just as long as they don't waste any time reading the Bible. It's more important to be like Mike, worship Negroes, and memorize all the stats of your favorite sports idols. Don't forget to buy their jerseys and wear them proudly, so people know who you love and follow. Chewing gum or breath mints? They're full of sugar, aspartame, BHT, MSG, coloring, and cancer. So what's for dinner? Fast food? Meat-glued steak? GMO veggies? Pasta, which is a grain, which is now poisonous? Microwave dinner? Might as well, to go with the microwave radiation from all your Wi-Fi devices. Amazing how submarine sonar tech is now how we cook food. Dessert? More sugar! Let's produce some cancer. Cancer loves sugar. Just like Jaime Jesus loves Judeos and causes sickness and death to them. What's on TV? How about some mind control? Satan's spells and incantations manifesting into enchanting images on the glass toilet. Don't forget the surveillance ability they have through smart TVs and all these cool gadgets. Look up the patents on blue lights emitted from these TVs and LED lights. The flicker rate and color sequence is designed to destroy your eyes and induce cancer. It's also full of hidden in plain sight images, subtly brainwashing you, programming you, and desensitizing you to evil. Why is every other commercial selling pills and some new medication? Beer? Have at it, estrogen boy. It's full of carcinogen caramel coloring, GMO corn with pesticides and antifreeze. It kills the liver, people on the road, and your family life. News? Not really, not even the weather. It's all fake, and the actors are usually trannies, queers, and mamsers. They all are playing their part. It's a secret society Satan club. If you're not part of the club, then you're just not in the spotlight. Now, AI is producing fake people that don't even exist to bring you all the Jewish lies you should be believing. It's all mind control and predictive programming, enforcing you to remain in line through repeated images, colors, and manipulating techniques. Sports? It's all fake, rigged, Vegas-controlled gambling designed by Freemasons, used by the Jews to promote the Negro. It's all distraction, bread and circus, while the Jew is playing the goyim. Study the word, know the players in scripture. Sitcoms? Sure, if you want to be desensitized so that you accept all the abominable Jewish values they use to push the degradation of society through the tolerance and acceptance of everything anti-Christian. Who doesn't want to watch fags, trannies, gay marriage, interracial couples and families, and straight-up mocking of our God, our people, and our values? Video games and cartoons? They are the ones raising your children, and doing a great job at it, too. Just look at how their reality is altered, and how they fall in line because of the programming. The Jews and their child entertainment is full of good messages and values, especially Disney. Bedtime. Another dose of fluoride. Back into the fumigating toxic bed, next to Wi-Fi radiation devices and under some melatonin-blocking TV blue light and night lights. Sweet dreams, while your body tries to rest, but can't, because it's trying to repair all the damage done to it all day long, and trying to process and rid whatever you put in it, because you have not yet understood just how polluted everything has become. And in the dark, while you sleep, the enemy is very busy, passing laws under cover of night, such as home invasion without warrant, mandatory vaccinations, making death by guillotine legal to kill Christians, etc. If this was a Christian society, none of these things would be allowed. But everyone has been brainwashed by Jewish media, poisoned by Jewish products, enslaved under Jewish usury, and made spiritually unfirm by adopting Jewish indoctrinated values. This is what the Jew does best, and why it is called the most subtle beast of the field. If it did it to Eve in the beginning, what makes you think it can't do it to you? It's been doing it to you, and most of you don't even know it. If you don't see these abominations and what is being done to us, then you must be as sick as the rest of the blind sheep.
Wake up, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
So what is the solution? Many of you may not care, many may be overwhelmed, and some of you may be scared or very concerned now. Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You can get educated and research the ingredients in the foods you buy, the products you trust, and the things you partake in. A good rule of thumb is to shop the outer areas of the grocery store and stay away from the middle. Learn the codes on the fruits and vegetables. For example, there are codes on the stickers, usually 4 to 6 numbers. If it starts with a 3, it's been irradiated. If it starts with a 4, it's been grown conventionally with pesticides, and 8 means it's GMO, and 9 means organic. But it's only gotta be 51% organic to be labeled organic. Look for the square non-GMO labels with the check mark, but still, it's Jew-run, so you really can't trust it anyway. Just like people think they can go to a church which is identified by the steeple with a cross, but what they don't understand is that the steeple is an Egyptian sun pillar and the cross is a pagan symbol. What if Christ was killed by sword, a gun, a noose, or something else? Would people then worship that object? Probably. The churches are no different than GMO foods. It's modified pagan religion. Fake. A counterfeit. Unhealthy and a death sentence. You can trash your fabrics, clothes, blankets, etc. that are not 100% cotton and buy cotton, wool, hemp, and other natural fabrics. You can buy non-toxic laundry detergent at health stores and sites. You don't need fabric softeners. You can change your toothpaste to fluoride and SLS-free. You can reduce the bread and sugar intake. You'll lose a lot of weight, and many of your aches and pains will subside. Stop drinking liquids in plastic containers, which are all sprayed and lined with poisonous chemicals. Use stainless steel. Eliminate soda, which reacts with what is sprayed in aluminum cans, producing toxic poison. All those drinks have high fructose corn syrup. You don't want any of that. Get a water distiller and make your own water. They're only $90. Distilled water removes inorganic materials from the body. Find orange juice that is not pasteurized or flash heated. Don't drink milk unless you can get it from the Amish. Try to buy eggs, veggies, and meat at local stores and communities. Buy Amish butter. Raise your own animals and garden if you can. You should consider stop taking vitamins, as they are mostly all synthetics and the industry is owned by Jews anyway. Even the natural sites are controlled opposition, like Health Ranger, Dr. Mercola, and others which use the 80-20 bait and switch method. A lot of truth with a little lie. We know that no lie is of the truth. But most our people are poisoned by the small doses of lies they unwittingly eat. There are some good vitamins and supplements, but you have to do the research on them. It's good to take Lugol's iodine daily, a couple spoonfuls of Bragg's apple cider vinegar, CBD oil, aloe vera juice. Get a colloidal silver maker to have silver water for when you get a cold. You can add turmeric to your food. It helps reduce inflammation and is good for the prostate. Salt is refined garbage. Switch to sea salt and pink Himalayan salts. Look into urine therapy. It's an amazing natural and clean remedy for everything from athlete's feet to cancer. You can drink an ounce of it daily for health. It's just 98% distilled water and 2% vitamins, minerals, and amino acids your body doesn't need at that moment. It's like liquid gold, really. If you put a few drops under your tongue daily, you won't get sick, because it helps your body produce natural antibiotics for whatever the lymph nodes under your tongue analyzes from your urine. It's actually great for your skin and hair, and better than the Jewish creams and lotions. Did you know that you were living in it for 9 months? People with major ailments and issues, and even obesity, who have gone on urine therapy have reversed their diseases, cured their cancers, and lost all their weight. Andrew Norton Weber has some really good vids on YouTube. Don't mess with your poop, though. You can reduce the amount you eat out. It's really not a treat because it's expensive and not sanitary. I've worked in the restaurant industry for 7 years and have seen it all. And most of the meat is glued and the fish is not the fish advertised. Many cholera cases occur from eating out. Did you know that 10 out of 10 fast food restaurant computer screens have feces on them? If you eat fast food, well, sorry, it's just not food. And it's just sweetened and salted garbage designed to destroy your insides because it's owned by Jews. Don't consume any soy products. If you look at ingredients, you'll find that almost everything has a form of soy in it. Soy is poisonous to the body and by design. Stop using aluminum foil. Parchment paper is better. Get cast iron, glass, ceramic, and stainless steel cookware. Stop using microwaves. Don't cook on high heat. Get rid of cordless phones in the house and don't put your cell phone near your head. Go back to the corded phones. They have better sound quality anyway. You can wash store-bought veggies and fruits by soaking them in apple cider vinegar and water. You can get back to Yahweh's Natural Pharmacy and off Jaime's Pharmaceuticals and Sorcery Potions. Ever wonder why Walgreens logo is a sorcerer's cup? Why is the medical industry logo a snake? Why is Yahweh's pharmacy natural and free, and the Jewish medical system expensive, and the leading cause of death? It's also a license to kill. You can shield your Wi-Fi router with metal window screens. You can replace your fluorescents and LED lights with the old-school incandescents, because LED lighting is a weapon, very dangerous. And it's replacing street lights, car headlights, and home lights, all in the guise of saving energy. But what most people don't know is that it's also got surveillance capabilities. Don't use Wi-Fi baby monitors, and never get a sonogram, which nukes the baby's brain and is a major contributor to autism. Never get flu shots or vaccinations of any kind. Keep your blood safe. Use Section 13 of the vaccine insert to say no. Don't use sunscreen. Get rid of the TV. Nothing that comes out of that demonic gateway is good. Not the news, because it's all fake and is social conditioning. Not the history shows, as they alter the truth to suit the Jew and the other races. Not the Weather Channel, because it's all manipulated at this point. They're all in on it. Remember Kennedy talking about controlling the weather decades ago? They can and do so now. The so-called Christian channels are not Christian. They push their Jewish Jesus lies and prosperity gospels. The cartoons are raising your children to have Jewish values, and the subliminal messages are unrelenting and in plain sight. But if you are under the spell, you just won't see it. But your conscience does, and that is defiled. How about all those award shows and Oscars? Jews giving Jews awards for being Jews. Neil Gabler, An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Invented Hollywood, Crown Publishers, New York, 1988. The Hollywood Jews created a powerful cluster of images and ideas, so powerful that, in a sense, they colonized the American imagination. Ultimately, American values came to be defined by the movies the Jews made. Marcus Eli Ravage, Jewish writer and Rothschild biographer, The Century Magazine, A Real Case Against the Jews, 1928, page 347. If you really are serious when you talk of Jewish plots, may I not direct your attention to one worth talking about? You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are disturbers. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom not merely of the latest great war, but nearly of all your wars, not only of the Russian, but of every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell how long we shall go on doing it. I can tell you how long, until Yeshua comes back. The sports are all rigged and just bread and circus distractions while the Jews in office pass more laws that oppress us and set us up for more enslavement and destruction. The commercials are all race-mixing propaganda, Negro promotion, racial tension agitations, drug and medication ads for every problem which the Jew created, and products you don't need that continue to support the Jewish-owned companies. Israel Cohen wrote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By pounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. The terms colonialism and imperialism must be featured in our propaganda. In America, we will aim for a subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negroes will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." Yeah. Well, it worked. "Stop buying these things you don't need, which only fund the ungodly international commerce and sheeny Jew merchants. Stop buying name-brand products like Nike and Apple that are clearly funding Jewish propaganda. Keep your kids out of the Jewish-run school systems. Do people not see how the Jew colleges are teaching our kids to be socialists and communists?" Dr. Emmanuel Jacobowitz, chief rabbi of England, said in the New York Times, "Intensive Jewish education must cover youths between 13 and 18. Benjamin Franklin said, "I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jew forever, your children's children will curse you in your grave. Their ideas are not those of Americans. The leopard cannot change his spots. The Jews are a danger to this land, and if they are allowed to enter, they will imperil its institutions. They should be excluded by the Constitution." It's really hard because almost everything has been weaponized. Almost everything is owned by Jews now and is poisoned, modified, or defiled in some way. We just have to educate ourselves, question everything, trust nothing, and do the best we can. The most important thing we can do is pray. Pray over everything and trust in Yahweh. 1 Peter 3:12. "For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good?" Isaiah 54:17. "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper." No weapon that the Jews form against you shall prosper. 5G is a weapons kill grid, invented by Israel, and is being deployed worldwide, but not in Israel, because they don't intend to kill themselves, just all the goyim. The Jewish insurance companies exclude Wi-Fi radiation damage because they know what it does. 5G is a weapon aimed at us goyim. Why is it so bad? Microwave radiation is a documented, patented agenda of a silent weapons system, perfected over 42 years ago. The frequencies are dangerous now, around 2.6 gigahertz, and are fixing to go up to 60. When the FCC opens up the millimeter wave band to 60 gigahertz, This will mess with the orbital rotation of water molecules. It is the absorption spectrum of diatomic oxygen molecules and renders these oxygen molecules almost unbindable to the body's hemoglobin. We are made up of mostly water, and we need oxygen. Why is this important? When these microwaves affect the oxygen molecules, you can't transport the oxygen in your tissues, and it affects your ability to produce vitamin D. It's going to wreak havoc on the body. Have you ever noticed your ear or body getting hot when using Wi-Fi or a cordless phone? These microwave frequencies tear apart DNA strands, but thanks to the genius of the Jew, they have the solution. They will repair the damage, but how? Nanodust and nanofibers are dropped on us from the chemtrailing. They are in our foods and drinks, and in body lotions and skin products. The people whose bodies reject them have what is called Morgellons. These nanotechnologies are receptors, tiny self-replicating transmitters that attach to and repairs the DNA strands, but in a transhumanistic kind of way, because now you are literally plugged in. It's part of the new singularity and control agenda. The technology is really out there. What's really cool now is that you are an antenna to the will of the Jew, unless you already are through Judeo-Christianity and media programming. You are through these evil devices now vulnerable to mind control, seizures, organ failure, or simply surveilled. The patents and documents are out there. The agendas are in writings. The studies and tests are available to review, but the people are not made aware of it. The ones behind it all are always Jews, Jew bankers, politicians, and scientists. It's all military tech. The USA is the military arm of the not-so-mystery Jewish Babylonian system. Of course, London is the financial, and the Vatican is the religious arm of the Jew. All these symptoms are going to expedite the push to get vaccinated, which will have nothing to do with the symptoms. It's all about harming the sheep and making money off the shots and medical treatment. I must expand and reiterate what this 5G and nanotech is. I want to tell you why I believe Yeshua is returning sooner than later. I believe nanotechnology, 5G microwave frequency, stratospheric aerosol injection of nanodust and nanofibers is the end game. This is why. Throughout Scripture, we learn and see that we are the children of Yahweh in the earth, born from above into the flesh and blood, pure race of Adam. We are commanded to be a holy, set-apart people. We are commanded never to race mix with one from another race. We are commanded to be separate from them and to keep our bloodline pure, to mingle not our blood with those outside our race, to keep our blood from being polluted. Yeshua's blood made the atonement for our souls. Our blood type matches his, which is why he is our kinsman redeemer. Our blood must remain a match to his. That is why this nanotech is so evil. Here's the easiest way I can explain it. The technology has been around since the late 50s, so it's safe to say they've got a grip on it. Nanotechnology is manipulation of matter on an atomic, molecular, and supramolecular scale. The earliest widespread description of nanotechnology referred to the particle technological goal of precisely manipulating atoms and molecules for fabrication of macro-scale products, also now referred to as molecular nanotechnology. A more generalized description of nanotechnology defines nanotechnology as the manipulation of matter with at least one dimension sized from 1 to 100 nanometers. We're talking quantum mechanics at quantum realm scale. These tiny robots that are also receptors that can be programmed by microwave frequencies, which is where the 5G comes in. The nanobots, nanodust, and nanofibers are dumped on us from above. They are in our foods, our skin products, and vaccinations. Some researchers say that at this point, we all have some of these nanoparticles in us already. These nanobots, fibers, and particles enter into the body and go to work. They're programmed to find broken DNA strands, which are broken by Wi-Fi millimeter radio waves, and attach to the broken strands, and self-replicate and repair them, but it's not natural, so it's changing the DNA. It's hybridizing you. It's transhumanism. It's part of the singularity, global connectivity, Agenda 21, Big Brother, eugenics, surveillance, mind control plan, to govern and control everything you do. They want to pollute you, defile you, use you and abuse you, and turn you into a twofold child of hell. This nanotech is able to reprogram your DNA. It alters the code. This nanotech is able to carry a very small dose of a vaccine and deposit it in your system with the right frequency from Wi-Fi. 5G is a silent weapons system, a kill grid. It's going to be used to induce all kinds of ailments, which are going to be blamed on viruses and then the push for mandatory vaccinations, which is happening as we speak in New York. 5G has been tested in a few cities, and people are already having all sorts of symptoms. Birds are falling out of the sky, and people are having seizures. These frequencies, along with the nanoreceptors, can control your mind. They can pinpoint organs and fry them. They can induce seizures. There are plenty of articles, videos, documents, and links in Exposing the Hidden section in the menu at Think Outside the Beast. Please educate yourself on these things. I believe Yeshua will return soon because these technologies and crimes are being done to us and to change us into reprobates against our will. They've destroyed 99% of our people with Jewish Jesus. They're destroying all of us with their poisons in the air, witches' brew in the waters, and ingredients in the foods. They almost took everybody out, except the remnant, the 1% left who follow Yahweh, and they are worried that we might free some of the lost from the 99% which they already have. That's why they now have the tech to take us all out, and Yeshua ain't gonna let that happen. Matthew 24:22. And if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the sake of the chosen ones, those days shall be shortened. Apple is an evil Jewish company. The first Apple computer sold for $666.66. And the I in iPad stands for infertility pads. Bill Gates and the Rockefellers are some of the leaders in the eugenics program. Artemis is the goddess of fertility. The logo is an upside-down uterus. It's also a mass sterilization and depopulation project. It is the name of the small Wi-Fi cells being put up everywhere. Did you know that Wi-Fi radiation exposed to rats 15 minutes a day for 15 days shows irradiated ovarian follicles? The antenna of the iPads your children use daily is located right where they put the pad on their genitals. How convenient. It just so happens that Apple's Cupertino headquarters design is that of an egg being fertilized by a sperm, only it appears to be simulating the electrocution of the nucleus of the fertilized ovum, which induces spontaneous abortion. The architecture is an expression of the objective. It's the mirror image of a cross-section of the nucleus of an egg, but it's missing the endoplasmic reticulum, that is the subcellular component of the egg, that runs the zone reaction, which hardens after one sperm makes it in. Apple's purpose is to destroy fertility. It's a eugenics company. Wi-Fi technology is created as a weapon. Why is Wi-Fi bad? The radiation levels tear apart your DNA strands and weakens the blood-brain barrier, which keeps out toxic metals and chemicals out of your brain. All the toxic chemicals, metals, and nanoparticles they spray find their way into your system and attach to the broken DNA strands and self-replicate, which basically hooks you up as a receptor to their central operating system. The science is there, and the frequencies are patented. They can light you up like a Christmas tree and attack any part of the body by tuned in and controlled frequencies. Our bodies are mostly water, and the metal they poison us with short-circuit our natural functions and wreak havoc on our health through the Wi-Fi radiation waves which they control and tune. Just enough to keep us sick and dependent on the medical system which is run and owned by Jews. Vaccines. Beside all the crazy ingredients in it, has anyone read the insert? It states in section 13 that it has not been tested for carcinogen or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility. If you know this, you can use it as an exemption when the religious exemption fails. It's sad, but it's reality. Everything has been weaponized against us. If the Jew has anything to do with it, it's defiled and now harmful. And the Jew has defiled everything, literally, from the simplest things like sunglasses and bottled water to lighting and even the Word of God. This is all a result of what happens when we stray from Yahweh and allow the wicked into our lives and into our society. We are all being afflicted because of the ignorance of the nation. At this point, our only defense is knowledge, discernment, the truth, and relying on Yahweh. He will protect and preserve us through this last evil age if we are walking in the way. The road to health is paved with knowledge and obedience. When you find yourself in calamity or becoming ill, then it's really time to examine the path you are on. Regarding those who do follow the way, but are still infirm, be happy in all circumstances. Maybe this is your test. Maybe there is some dross. Maybe you will yet be a testimony of healing. Maybe he is challenging you to draw you closer and call upon him more. We can't pretend to even come close to understanding the mind of Yahweh, but we can keep searching. We can keep firm. We can pray more humbly or specifically, or ask in a more perfect way. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have pressure, affliction, tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You have to cut all ties with Jaime Jesus, for the love of Jaime is the root of all evils.
Get with the ultimate health care plan, which covers your mortal preservation as well as your eternal deliverance. The only plan with the truth, the way, and the healthy life. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year, anytime and anywhere. Side effects may include joy, praise, strength, and restoration. This plan is not compatible with any lie. If you wander out of the way, and if you do not live the true Christian life, coverage may be dropped when transgression occurs.
Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I shall give you rest.
HosannaCare, now available. Send your humble and repentant knee-mail now, before it's too late.